Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Travelers to Unimaginable Land: Stories of Dementia, The Caregiver, and The Human Brain by Dasha Kuiper is a non-fiction book that examines dementia from the perspective of caregiving rather than diagnosis alone. Drawing on Kuiper's background in clinical psychology and her work with caregivers, the book combines case-based observation with neuroscience, psychology, and literary reflection. Its central purpose is to explain why caring for someone with dementia is so emotionally and cognitively difficult, even when caregivers understand the illness intellectually. The book is best understood as an analytical and humane study of the relationship between two minds, the person living with dementia and the person trying to respond to that altered reality. Instead of offering a conventional how-to manual, it focuses on the mental traps, emotional reactions, and mistaken assumptions that can make caregiving feel overwhelming. The result is a work that helps readers understand not only dementia, but also the limits of the healthy brain when confronted with it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dementia blindness as the book's central explanation for caregiving difficulty. The book's most important idea is dementia blindness, Kuiper's term for the way healthy brains fail to grasp the altered reality of dementia. Caregivers may know that a loved one has memory loss, confusion, or impaired judgment, yet still react as if normal rules of conversation and reasoning should apply. That mismatch is crucial to the book because it explains why good intentions often produce frustration, conflict, or emotional exhaustion. Kuiper argues that the difficulty is not simply lack of patience or insufficient knowledge. It is rooted in the brain's own expectations about continuity, reciprocity, and shared meaning. When those expectations are violated repeatedly, caregivers can become trapped in reactive habits such as correcting, arguing, or insisting on facts. The concept is useful because it reframes caregiving mistakes as predictable cognitive responses rather than moral failures. In that sense, the book offers an explanation that is both psychological and ethical understanding. Dementia blindness can reduce self-blame while also helping caregivers see why the illness so often disrupts ordinary forms of human interaction. Secondly, why the healthy brain keeps falling into unproductive argument and correction. A major theme of the book is the repeated failure of caregivers to stop themselves from doing what they already know does not work. Kuiper explores why people keep correcting, pleading, reasoning, or debating with someone who cannot reliably process the exchange. This is not presented as simple stubbornness. Instead, the book shows that the healthy brain is built for coherence, coherent seeking, and social alignment. So it keeps trying to restore a shared reality even when dementia makes that impossible. That instinct can trigger cycles of conflict in which the caregiver escalates emotional pressure while the person with dementia becomes more confused or defensive. By focusing on these loops, the book reveals how caregiving becomes a battle between intention and automatic response. It also helps explain why caregivers often feel shame after losing patients. They realize, after the fact, that their reaction was ineffective but still could not stop themselves in the moment. Kuiper's analysis matters because it shifts the question from why do caregivers make these mistakes to why does the brain keep pushing them toward them? That change in framing makes the book more psychologically precise than a standard advice guide. Thirdly, case studies that show dementia as a relational rather than purely medical condition. The book is built around case studies and observed encounters that illustrate how dementia plays out inside intimate relationships. These examples are not used as clinical curiosities. They function as evidence that dementia is experienced through daily interaction, not only through symptoms or test results. Kuiper's method is important because it shows how the same illness can produce different forms of distress depending on the history between caregiver and patient. A spouse, adult child, or professional caregiver may each be pulled into different emotional patterns, shaped by memory, obligation, resentment, grief, or tenderness. The book's relational focus matters because dementia often changes the social meaning of ordinary events. A mistaken accusation, a repeated question, or a sudden reversal of personality can feel like a personal attack, even when it is clearly illness-driven. By presenting such situations in concrete form, Kuiper demonstrates that caregiving problems are rarely only about information deficits. They are also about disrupted relationships, broken expectations, and the difficulty of responding well when the person you know is no longer fully consistent with your memory of them. This gives the book an unusually grounded and practical analytic structure. Fourthly, neuroscience used to explain stress, empathy, and emotional overload in caregivers. Kuiper integrates brain science to clarify why caregiving can feel emotionally destabilizing even when the caregiver is informed and compassionate. The book does not reduce caregiving to biology, but it does show that stress, repetition, grief, and uncertainty place heavy demands on attention and self-regulation. That helps explain why caregivers may become irritable, exhausted, or unexpectedly harsh. The scientific perspective is especially valuable because it treats these reactions as understandable outcomes of brain and body strain rather than proof of poor character. It also explains why empathy can be inconsistent. Caregivers may intellectually understand the illness while emotionally reacting to the confusion or hostility they encounter. In practical terms, this means caregiving is not just a matter of knowing the right technique. It involves managing the limits of concentration, emotional endurance, and tolerance under chronic pressure. By linking behavior to cognitive load and stress response, the book gives caregivers a framework for seeing their own reactions more clearly. That framework is not meant to excuse every response, but to make them more intelligible. In a field where moral judgment is common, that analytic restraint is one of the book's most useful contributions. Lastly, a humane approach that emphasizes dignity, forgiveness, and self-understanding. Although the book is scientifically informed, its deeper purpose is humane rather than technical. Kuiper consistently resists treating people with dementia as empty shells or as mere collections of deficits. Instead, she emphasizes dignity, complexity, and the fact that the person remains relationally present even when memory and continuity fail. Just as importantly, she extends that humane perspective to caregivers, who are often burdened by guilt, embarrassment, and loneliness. The book argues that self-condemnation is not a useful response to caregiving failure because the situation is structurally difficult, not simply emotionally demanding. This makes forgiveness a central practical idea, but not in a sentimental sense. It is a way of understanding the limits imposed by the illness on both parties. The result is a book that offers perspective rather than prescriptions. Readers are not given a rigid set of rules. Instead, they are given a vocabulary for understanding why dementia care distorts ordinary communication and why compassion must include the caregiver as well as the patient. That balance is one reason the book stands out in dementia literature. And Prastak say, it is as concerned with preserving the moral and emotional standing of caregivers as it is with describing the disease itself. In conclusion, Travelers to Unimaginable Lands is best suited to readers who want a serious, reflective account of dementia caregiving rather than a standard practical handbook. Family caregivers will find it especially valuable because it explains why their most frustrating reactions are common, understandable, and often rooted in the brain's own habits under stress. Professionals in psychology, social work, gerontology, nursing, and memory care can also benefit from its framework. Since it gives language to problems they encounter frequently but may not always be able to explain clearly. What distinguishes the book from many others in its category is its focus on the caregiver's mind as much as on the patient's condition. Instead of centering symptom management alone, Kuiper examines the cognitive and emotional mismatch that makes caregiving so destabilizing. The combination of neuroscience, clinical observation, and humane interpretation gives the book unusual depth. It does not promise easy solutions, but it does offer something many readers need more: a clearer understanding of why caring for a person with dementia can feel so disorienting, and why self-compassion is not optional but necessary. If you would like to support Dasha Kuiper, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.